news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, on Friday morning addressed allegations made by Tara Reid, a former Senate aide, that he sexually assaulted her back in 1993. Biden released a statement denying the accusation before appearing on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
It is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Do you remember her? Do you remember any types of complaints that she might have made?
I don't remember any type of complaint she may have made. It was 27 years ago, and I don't remember, nor does anyone else that I'm aware of. And the fact is that I don't remember.
Ms. Reid claims that she filed a complaint in 1993, but doesn't have a copy of the report. When asked about a search of his Senate papers donated to the University of Delaware, Biden argued that they don't contain any personnel files, saying that if a record of this complaint does exist, it would be in the National Archives, and he asked that those records be made public.
Because, look, the fact is that there's a lot of things that of speeches I've made, positions I've taken, interviews that I did overseas with people, all of those things relating to my job. And the idea that they would all be made public in the fact while I was running for public office, they could be really taken out of context. Their papers are position papers. They are documents that existed and that when I, for example, when I met with Putin or when I met with whomever, and all of that to be fodder in a campaign at this time, I don't know of anybody who's done anything like that. And so the National Archives is the only place there would be anything having to do with personnel records. There are no personnel records in the Biden papers at the university.
So personnel records aside, are you certain there was nothing about Tara Reid in those records? And if so,
I am absolutely certain.
Why not approve a search of her name in those records?
Approve a search of her name?
Yes, and reveal anything that might be related to Tara Reid in the University of Delaware records.
There is nothing. They wouldn't. They're not there. And if they had, if it's, I don't understand what the point you're trying to make.
The point
there
I'm trying
no
to make
is that
there are no personnel
records by definition.
In other news, the New York Times on Friday morning notes, quote, as the death toll from the coronavirus over 8 weeks surpasses the total American military casualties in 8 years of major combat in Vietnam, Mr. Trump has led no national mourning. In his daily news conferences, he makes only perfunctory references to those who've died as he stiffly reads opening remarks, exhibiting more emotion when grieving his lost economic record than his lost constituents. Well, on Thursday, when confronted with the death toll of over 60,000 Americans and counting, the empathy-challenged White House resident tried to present it as a positive. Hey, we're number one.
And, you know, we're the leader of the world. We're really the leader, in this case, the leader of the world. And we've done better. If you look at our deaths, if you look at mortality rates, if you look at the things in fact, I'm going to get a chart because it's maybe the most impressive thing, right? How we've done. And that's a tribute to the governors, and it's a tribute to the federal government and all of us working together. But I would love you to get that if you could, because we're right at the top, meaning top in a positive way of those charts. I think you're going to see economic numbers that are going to be fantastic. I believe it very strongly. And you're going to start to see it with the transition period, which is number three. And quarter four, you're going to have tremendous numbers.
In a really sick juxtaposition, Trump has blocked the release of a pool of disaster relief funds specifically intended to help families cover burial costs, causing many families to turn to GoFundMe to be able to bury their loved ones who've succumbed to the virus. At the same time, Trump announced a 4th of July fireworks celebration at Mount Rushmore. In other disturbing news, hundreds of protesters, some carrying guns, assault rifles, crowded into Michigan's Capitol building on Thursday to demonstrate against Governor Gretchen Whitmer's stay-at-home order designed to curb the spread of the virus. The organizers of the event, a group called Michigan United for Liberty, said it wanted the state to allow businesses to open. Whitmer on Thursday extended her state of emergency order, which was set to expire Friday, until May 28th. But the Republican-controlled legislature declined to endorse the move and threatened to take her to court. We know that the pandemic won't be under control unless and until there's a vaccine, and we've been told it could take a year to 18 months to get one. Now comes news that researchers at Oxford University had been working on a coronavirus vaccine already and could potentially have one ready to go by the end of the year. NBC's Richard Engel has the story.
Even while the research at Oxford University is still to be completed, and the researchers there think that they will have test results by this summer, they are beginning manufacturing immediately and on a massive scale. The CEO told me that they want to have, by year's end, 100 million doses ready. And if the results prove to be negative and the vaccine is ineffective or dangerous or fails the trials in any way, then they dispose of them and they've lost that gamble.
Meanwhile, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence on Thursday released a statement saying that COVID-19 occurred in nature and was not genetically modified. Donald Trump, of course, has been blaming China. He was asked about that statement on Thursday by John Roberts of Fox.
The Director of National Intelligence today put out a statement saying that they believe it was naturally occurring, it was not man-made.
But who is that? Who is that that said that?
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
Yeah, but who in particular? Who was the man that made that statement?
It was a statement that the ODI...
Oh, he would know that, huh? National Intelligence. So we'll see.
That would be your Director of National Intelligence.
I think you'd have to tell me who specifically, who made the statement.
The statement was just put out under the office of
the ODI. Okay, we'll see. I mean, I have to see the statement. I just haven't seen it.
Wow. And finally, one more casualty of our quarantine. This year's Little League World Series has been canceled because organizers say it would be impossible to hold the events amid ongoing restrictions on large gatherings and travel. The Little League World Series has been held every August since 1947 and has never been canceled before. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.